opening after. Do you want to do the opening first? Okay. Okay, good morning. Call this meeting in order. It is 8:32. We have Councilman David Jordan, Councilman Kirby Metoxin, Secretary Lisa Summers, myself, Councilman Daniel Guzman King, Councilman Ernie Stevens III, and Councilwoman Jenny Webster are present. First order of business, we have special recognition. We'd like to do an opening first, I think. Let's do that first. I think we have Richard. Richard's here this morning from the high school, and he's going to do the opening for us.
Sago uskaji adwa huinuni gwa nego da tino wela adu o yungwa uwe ji sago agwe go yungwa skatu hari da tono yudu hakne nego nego agwe go uskaji adwa huinuni gwa nego da tino wela adu gandilio suha ji sago agwe go yungwa skatu hari da tono yudu hakne nego nego sago uskaji adwa huinuni gwa nego da tino wela adu nya tegalu dage ji sago lotli wandu day to hari da tono yudu hakne nego nego Sago uskaji adwa huinuni gwa nego da tino wela adu. O nega na so gu ji sago, you not liwan du day to hari da toni yudu hak nene gwa nego. Sago uskaji adwa huinuni gwa nego da tino wela adu. O wela suha ji sago, you not liwan du day to hari da toni yudu hak nene gwa nego. Agwe gu uskaji adwa huinuni gwa nego da tino wela adu. Jita ha suha ji sago you not live to day to hari da toni du hak nen go ne go sago uskaji adwa huinu ni go ne go da hatino wela du ladisung ga indes as ji sago you not live to day to hari da toni du hak nen go ne go sago uskaji adwa huinu ni go ne go da tino wela du da hatono wela du zungwa ji ha kwa asun te ke ko ni do le ji sago you not live to day to hari da toni du hak nen go ne go Sago uskaji adwa huinuni gwa nego da tino wela adu yunki soto gwa asum te geka wa nido leji sago ya gotli wundu day to hari da toni udu hak nene gwa nego Sago uskaji adwa huinuni gwa nego da tino wela adu yoji sto gwa lu ji sago ya notli wundu day to hari da toni udu hak nene gwa nego Sago uskaji adwa huinuni gwa nego da hatuano wela adu Skanya de Leo, Soli one yato, Gio Funjige, da Tony do hack nan go and go. Sago uskaji adwa huinuni gwa nego da tino wela adu. Gaya nene gwarege, ji sago, agwego yungwaska do hurry da Tony do hack nan go and go. Sago uskaji adwa huinuni gwa nego da hatuano wela adu. Zungwa yadis, who ole wigwego, lolly and down, da Tony do hack nan go and go, danito.
All right, thank you, Richard. All right, we can go. First order of business is a special recognition of Oneida Comprehensive Health Public Health staff for achieving Public Health Accreditation Board accreditation for 5 years. Jenny Webster will do the presentation.
Good morning. We have a special recognition this morning. The Oneida Comprehensive Health Public Health Department received notification of accreditation by the Public Health Accreditation Board, also known as FAB, on November 30th, 2018, for a period of 5 years. Public health accreditation is a voluntary process that measures the performance of state, tribal, territorial, and local health departments against national public health standards for the delivery of quality programs and services for their communities. The team will continue ongoing work and reporting to the Public Health Accreditation, to FAB, by demonstrating continuation to meet the national standards for the benefit of bringing quality programming and services to public health in the Oneida community. So at this time, we'll call you up by name. And please stop by Jessica Wallenfang to pick up your certificate of appreciation. You can line up here on the steps, and then we'll hold the applause till everybody's up here. We have arranged for a special gift to honor you with. So will the following please come forward? Neva Archiquette, Mary Arndt, Mary Burns, Joanne Close, Candy Cornelius, Maria Danforth, Carlissa Dietrich, Luetta Fowler, Leah Foos, Brenda Hahn, Jackie Havel, Susan Higgs, Alyssa Hudek, Laureline John, Vicky Johnson, Tina Jorgensen, Shar Kazor, Andrea Kolich, Eric Krychek, Don Kreinsglatt, Christine Lobby, Carrie Lindsay, Heidi McCann, Deborah Miller, Michelle Meyer, Brittany Nikolich, Mallory Patton, Sarah Phillips, Tamar Ramirez, Stephanie Reinke, Isis Schreiber, Elizabeth Schwantes, Phyllis Shaleen, Beatrice Skinnador, Brittany Skinnador, Stacy Skinnador, Tammy Skinnador, Dake Skinnador, Ted Scubal, Carol Torres, Amber Webster, Tony Walking Eagle, you can use both steps, Barbara Webster, Regina Woods, Jeff Mears, Vanessa Miller, Melissa Newthals, Katrina Schneider, Margaret Vandenhoevel, Brandon Wisneski, Dr. Veer, Debbie Danforth, and yesterday the actual award came in, so it's good timing. So Debbie will hold the actual award from the FAB board, and that award will be hung at the Health Center. Okay. Marek, if you could bring your students up. Business Committee. If you could come down and sit in the audience so you can see. I know you can't see back there. And then team, if you could stay where you are, we'll have both the business committee and the students join you for pictures. Marek, if you could come up front, please, with your students. We could not think of a better gift than the gift of song for you, to honor you and the work that you have done for our community. So please accept this gift of song from Marac and our Nation High School.
Nen awadu nen ize kanjoko kwego nen soji yotsanunya nen wagatundege nen ganto jitnu yungwa yat daily stakwa dane toni duhak ne yungwa neko. So today we just like to say good morning and thank you. And we chose this, it's called New Woman Shuffle. Usually we sing round dance or friendship, but we've been working on this one quite a bit. Today it's just all students, so it's the first time we're going to sing it. They're going to sing it in front of anybody, so I hope nobody's not nervous.
Oh,
Thank you so much. So please join me in thanking our team for the work, the great work that they have done. Thank you. So business committee, if we would you please join us on the stage, and then students for pictures as well for Gully Wesex. And as an extra special treat, we have Hoyan Donuts in the conference room, in the executive conference room down the hall for you all, for the students as well. Thank you.
Right, again, thank you on behalf of the Oneida Business Committee, the United Health Public Health Health Staff for their great work and dedication to our community. It goes to show that we're one of the best health facilities in the nation, and I would say one of those stars that HHS and IHS talk about when they talk about facilities and how facilities should be run. They talk about Oneida. All right. Next order of business would be to adopt the agenda. Do we have any additions, deletions, or additions?
Nothing to note.
It's not an agenda. It's so we're good with the agenda?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Looking for a motion to adopt the agenda as presented.
Moved.
Second.
Motion by David, seconded by Jenny. Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. First order of business is oath of offices. We have Oneida Nation Veteran Affairs Committee, Oneida Powell Committee, and Oneida Nation School Board. Gerald Cornelius, Brian Moreno, and Aaron Manders.
To uphold the laws and regulations.
To
uphold the laws and the regulations
of the United Nations,
of the United Nations,
the General Tribal Council,
the General Tribal Council,
and the United Nations Constitution.
The United Nations Constitution.
I will perform my duties to the best of my ability.
I will perform my duties to the best of my ability.
And on behalf of the United people,
on behalf of the United people,
with honor, respect, dignity, and sincerity.
With honor, respect, dignity, and sincerity.
And will strictly maintain confidential information.
And will strictly maintain confidential information.
I will carry out the duties and responsibilities.
I will carry out the duties and responsibilities.
As a member of, and then please state your board name.
As a member of, on the
Power Committee.
Okay, yeah. And all recommendations shall be made.
To stand
on the town board,
teacher, in the best interest of the United Nations as a whole.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Thank you.
Congratulations.
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 Well, thank you for your service to your community, and good luck with your representation on your respective boards. And to welcome Aaron Manders back, fellow class of 97 at West De Pere, fellow Phantom. All right, next order of business is the approval of November 29th quarterly report business committee meeting minutes. Looking for any additions, deletions, or changes to the minutes. Otherwise, looking for a motion to approve the minutes of November 29th.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by David, second by Kirby. Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Abstentions. Same. One abstention. Lisa. Motion carries. Minutes of December 12th, regular business committee meeting minutes.
Motion to approve.
Motion by David to approve the December 12th regular business committee meeting minutes.
Second.
Seconded by Jenny. Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Abstentions.
Same.
One abstention. Lisa. Motion carries. December 14th special business committee meeting minutes.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Jenny, seconded by Kirby. Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Abstentions.
Same.
One abstention. Lisa. Motion carries. All right, resolutions. We have a resolution entitled Higher Education Department's Application to the Shakopee Mattawakinton Sioux Community. And from my understanding, this is for the Higher Education College Fair.
Yes, annually they've held a college fair in order to encourage Oneida students to go to college and to give them an opportunity to meet with representatives from colleges that they may be interested in. To offset the rising costs of this college fair, we have requested and received funds from the San Manuel Band in the past, and this year they've elected to ask the Shakopee to support this college fair, and it requires a resolution.
Okay, if you guys are okay with the resolution, Lisa?
What is the total cost of the college fair?
Actually, I don't know the answer to that. It's approximately $15,000, and we're asking the Shakopee for $5,000.
Mitch, you have a general answer?
It's in-kind services about, I think, 10, and we get about $1,000 in table fees, and a sponsor, like the Shakopee, is going to be $5,000 to cover the rest.
Okay. I think we'll probably be okay with the resolution. I think this is more the understanding or how beneficial the college fair is, and so how many students do we have. how many of those students that went to it are going to a college now from last year. I think those are some of the numbers moving forward. It doesn't have to be right now, but just, you know, so if that comes within one of the divisional reports, I think that's something we can communicate to George.
Sure.
All right. Thanks,
I do
Mitch.
Have one more question for Mitch, though. From a historical, so as long as we've been doing the college fair, we've been getting outside sponsorships for it?
We didn't necessarily need them for the past, till about maybe 5-10 years ago. We've always, the table fees and in-kind service, and the Radisson gave us a cheaper fee to hold it there. About 5 or so years ago, the Radisson didn't give that fee anymore, and it doubled. We couldn't afford it, so we had to get a sponsor. So we've asked colleges, San Manuel, and this is our first time asking this organization. And we're holding it at Thornberry Creek, which is actually cheaper than the Radisson.
It's a nice setup, too.
Okay, I support the request. I don't, there's not a, and I support the effort of the college fair and everything. I guess for me, just from a principal perspective, I don't like this process. Like, I don't like the fact that higher education has to go outside of our organization to get a sponsorship to do the job that we have them in place to do when it comes to our higher education fund and promoting it and recruiting students to go to college. I think that it's, at least for me, I feel like we should be the ones doing that, and we should be supporting this effort 100%. We have enough funds in the scholarship fund that we should be gaining enough interest to be able to hold this type of event, to be able to promote our program to our students. So my issue isn't with the with this request or the process or the event itself. It's more of a principle about why aren't we supporting it 100% through our own programming funds. So
I can actually comment on that. We do budget for it in our special events a little bit, but it's often that in the third or fourth quarter, all special events are canceled and all travels cancel. So we kind of don't count on it that we budget for it in our special events. That's where we really look for outside sources like this for just in case.
Yeah, and I don't, you know, I appreciate that 100% because we are, and you know, we're going to face it again with this shutdown and everything, and I'm not saying that that's, you guys are doing a great job of planning for that and anticipating that. I guess for me, though, there's certain things and activities that the nation does, education, healthcare. There's priorities that we have listed in place. And for me, those are the things that we should be just making it a point to make sure that we're fully supporting those efforts when we need to through the budget process. So I'm just, that's just my own thing. So it's not anything to do with your requests. Support the request.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Lisa. Any more questions? If none, looking for a motion to adopt the resolution titled Higher Education Department's Application to the Shakopee Mattawakutan Sioux Community.
So moved. Second.
Motion by Lisa, seconded by Jenny. Discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. All right. Thank you, Don. All right, second resolution, adopt resolution entitled Oneida Nation Recognizing Climate Change as a Long-Term Threat to Our Core Values. Sure. So we have this, I'll go ahead, Ernie.
Just want to note that we do actually have, we have received a draft energy plan, a nation strategic energy plan. So that's in a draft form, and I think there is some information we have to add to it. Very, very minimal, but there is a team that attended the initial two-day strategic planning session, just over a dozen people that's you know, from different areas of the tribe, mostly environmental, land. And so those folks are going to be coming together again soon to finalize the vision and mission of that energy plan. So that's pretty much all that needs to be done. But just to add that to that, that's a pretty important step for us. And that's about a good, you know, 10-page document that lays out a lot of different things that will help us, not just for planning for our own sake, but also for grants, other strategic initiatives that are very long-term at this point, I think, up to 20 years in planning. So just want to note that. I think that's pretty important for us, so thank you.
Mr. Chairman.
Lisa?
I'll make a motion to adopt the resolution entitled United Nations Recognizing Climate Change as a Long-Term Threat to Our Core Values.
And there's a motion by Lisa to adopt the resolution entitled United Nations Recognizing Climate Change as a Long-Term Threat to Our Core Values. Looking second. For a second. Seconded by David. Any more discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. All right. The third resolution on our agenda is the resolution entitled Yungwa Jistai Application to the Shakopee Mattawakaton Sioux Community. We have Debbie and Kermit here.
So the reason for the resolution, of course, is for support from the business committee in order for us to, well, actually, there was a student from Menominee College that came to us and helped us set goals and objectives for Yungwa Jistai, and so this is his participation and all of our help to go forward with this proposal to Shakopee for a van in the amount of $26,000. And so that's why we're asking for your support.
Okay. And definitely know transportation is one of the more difficult things, especially when you're, you know, in recovery, you know, getting place to place and meeting to meeting. There's meetings all over town if you want to find one every single night.
We've been using our own vehicles, and even sometimes in the middle of the night, sometimes we're asked to go pick somebody up or do certain things. So I can only expect that it'll get more than less. So,
Jenny?
I support it. I read through the documents, and I support it. Just have a question on page 39, line 11. It says, whereas the United Nations has prioritized. I think we just want to pull out is. Whereas the United Nations has prioritized alcoholism. I think we just want to pull out is in there.
Okay.
I'm not.
Yeah. It's just a grammatical thing. We can change it. Okay. Lisa?
I just want to say thank you for, again, for all the work that you've done. I know that for me, myself, I haven't been able to personally get over to you guys yet to see how everything is going, but I do support the efforts that have been taking place up here, doing more of the behind-the-scenes support, like at the policy level. So I just want to say continue to do the good work. I appreciate it. You guys are doing something really good for the community, and it's really good to see everybody come together and put forth the effort to do something that was a needed thing. For us, so I appreciate that. And then with that, Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion to adopt the resolution titled Yungwa Jistai Application to the Shakopee
Mattawakaton
Sioux Community.
Second.
Okay.
All right, motion by Lisa, second by Jenny. Discussion. Yeah, I just want to thank you. You know, if we're not actively involved in what you're doing, we're most of us are, and I would say all of us too, are saying leave them alone, let them get their job done up here. And so we're clearing the path and obstacles for you to continue with your initiative and providing you resources and more so the door. Just we're a very bureaucratic tribe, and so I think those are the things we're trying to do. And as Lisa's saying in the background, say just leave them alone. You know, they have a big job to do. And they're going to continue to do it. And what else do you need for help and support? And we'll do anything we can to continue that.
I think to just get just continue to get the word out. We're trying to do that as much as possible. So we're looking at different things right now. And just a little FYI, we're having our second sobriety speaker meeting this Sunday. So we're going to have those once a month. And this month we have Eli Matoxin speaking for us. So
okay.
That'll be from 12 to 3.
And isn't midwinter starting this weekend too?
Yeah.
Is that, okay. Did you say that to potluck?
He stole our lacrosse coach from us on Sunday for our lacrosse meeting. It was like he was missing from our meeting. Where is he? Oh, he's over there.
Yeah, I see the efforts in the community and the First Rites of Passage. I know they did a talk over there by the Sober Place. It's just, it's becoming ingrained in the community about where you guys are and what you guys are stand for. It's more about community rather than more the holistic well-being part. And I think that's something that it's hard to do as a as a nation, and it's easy to do as a community, coming from a community grassroots level. So yeah, I can't extend our, you know, our gratefulness to you guys on your initiative.
And we Kirby, just want to say we appreciate your help and everything that, you know, all our discussions and conversations and things that we have to, you know, to continue to work with the community and everybody too. So,
yeah, we'll go. Quick question regarding Sunday's event. Is that a potluck?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Okay, Lisa?
Just one last thing, just for your information, the resolution will be ready by Friday. And then Lisa Liggins from our office will be contacting you to let you know when it's ready.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Motion was by Lisa, seconded by Jenny. And just to note that to change the Oneida Nation
has line 11.
Minus is yeah. on line 11. Okay. Motion is made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. All right. Thank you. All right, standing committee, community development planning committee, looking to accept the November 8th regular community development planning committee meeting minutes.
Motion to accept.
Second.
Motion by David, seconded by Kirby. Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? One abstention, Lisa. Motion carries. Finance Committee. The January 2nd regular Finance Committee meeting minutes. Looking for a motion. Jenny?
I just want to point out a few things. Page 46 of that, the Amerind risk insurance. If you've read through that, it's the second year that that insurance request came in for payment due at the end of the year. It's such an important, this is the insurance for our housing, so we're putting our clients at risk if we're not paying for that. And I know how important that is in my home, in my family, to make sure that that protection is there. For this to come in at the 11th hour, at the end of the year, finance has to jump through hoops to get that out and paid. Accounting has to jump through hoops to get that out and paid. It's concerning to me. And if you see, we've also made a motion to ask the treasurer to send a memo to the Comprehensive Housing Division asking them to address this issue so it doesn't happen again. But I wanted to make sure that the committee knows that it's a huge concern.
Lisa?
I appreciate you pointing it out for us, Jenny. The only thing that I'm going to ask the committee to do, and I'll probably do it, I was going to abstain from the minutes, but I'll probably do it myself. We have a process to handle these kinds of concerns with the officers, and I appreciate the treasurer being asked to do it, but I think that it needs to come from the officers so that we can handle it appropriately through the annual evaluation process.
Mm-hmm. So okay. That, well, maybe Trish was going to take it to the officers. I don't know. She wasn't there either.
Yeah.
She's been on vacation.
So I would just ask that it actually get deferred to the officers once the minutes are approved.
Okay. With that, then I'll make a motion to approve the January 2nd, 2019 regular finance committee meeting minutes.
Motion by Jenny, seconded by Ernie. Any more discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions?
Abstain.
One abstention, Lisa. Motion carries. All right. LOC. Lisa?
I'm going to ask for, in the finance minutes, under 4.1, for that concern to be sent to the officers for appropriate follow-up.
Okay. Is that your motion?
Yes.
All right. Motion by Lisa to have the issue, was it 4.1?
Yes.
Forwarded to the officers for follow-up.
Second.
Seconded by Kirby. Discussion on that motion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. All right. Legislative Operating Committee at the minutes of December 19th.
Motion to approve.
Motion by Kirby to approve to accept the December 19th regular legislative operating committee meeting minutes.
Second.
Seconded by David. Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? One abstention, Lisa. Motion carries. All right. We have the Personnel Commission bylaw amendments. This is on page 54. Yeah, starts on 54. Or 55 of 142 in your packet. Okay. All right, David, you guys want to take us through it?
Sure. I don't know if you want a brief background of the events leading up to why we're here today, or if you want me just to get to the meat of it.
Sure. It's like a PTSD. What?
So on April 11th, 2018, the Oneida Business Committee dissolved the Oneida Personnel Commission in an effort to consolidate employment-related grievance hearings into the judiciary. On August 27, 2018, the GTC adopted a motion to rescind the actions of the OBC related to the dissolution of the Oneida Personnel Commission. In response, on September 12, 2018, the Oneida Business Committee adopted a motion directing the LOC to present the bylaws for the Oneida Personnel Commission and to defer posting vacancies for the Oneida Personnel Commission until the bylaws are presented and approved by the Business Committee. On September 26, 2018, the Oneida Business Committee adopted amendments to the comprehensive policy governing boards, committees, and commissions. The law is now entitled the Boards, Committees, and Commissions Law. Among other changes, the amendments to the Boards, Committees, and Commissions Law expanded the information that the nation's boards, committees, and commissions are required to include within their respective bylaws. The law mandates that all the boards, committees, and commissions, including the Oneida Personnel Commission, amend their bylaws to conform with these new requirements and that the amendments be presented for adoption within a reasonable amount of time. During the September 26, 2018 Business Committee meeting, the Business Committee defined a reasonable amount of time as 6 months from the date of the Boards, Committees, and Commissions Law's adoption, or March 26, 2019. So then, beginning on page 55 of the packet, is the draft version of the Oneida Personnel Commission bylaw amendments that conform with the Boards, Committees, and Commissions Law, and that was approved by the LOC on January 2, 2019, for forwarding on to the Business Committee for adoption. Beginning on page 64 of your packet is the legislative analysis on the proposed Oneida Personnel Commission bylaw amendments. And today the requested action before the OBC is that it considers approving the proposed Oneida Personnel Commission bylaw amendments. And if it so decides to do that, I would ask that it do so with the following amendment, that on the line 328 of the proposed draft, an S be added to the word committee.
Which line?
328. It says board committee and commission instead of board committee and commission.
Lisa?
So I read the first draft before I came back, and I only had a chance to go through this very quickly for the packet, but I think I got through most of it, and I think all of the changes that we had asked for have been addressed. Is that correct, Brooke? Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, make a motion to approve.
Second.
All right. Motion by David, seconded by Lisa. Discussion?
Are you adding?
With the noted changes.
With the noted changes.
On line 328.
On 328. All right. Any more discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. All right.
Thank you.
All right. Now we have... Quality of Life Committee. We have a November 15th regular Quality of Life meeting minutes.
Motion to accept.
Motion by David to accept the November 15th regular quality of life meeting minutes.
Second.
Seconded by Kirby. Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Abstentions. One abstention, Lisa. Motion carries. Travel report. Approved travel report for Councilman Kirby Metoxin standing up for Rural Wisconsin award ceremony.
Move to approve.
Second.
All right. Motion by David, seconded by Ernie. Discussion. How's it, Kirby?
The travel on this was paid through a grant from the OSIPS.
OSIPS, okay. All right, paid for OSIPS. Did I hear David instead of?
It was Jenny and Mike. I was second.
Yeah. Okay, Jenny and
David.
David, okay. All right. I can be dyslexic. All right. Motion is made and seconded. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Travel requests. Approved travel requests in accordance with Section 219, Section 16-1. Four employees, Grassworks, Inc., Grazing Conference, Wisconsin Dells, January 31st to the 2nd.
Motion to approve.
Question?
Motion has been made by David. Question, Jenny?
Oh, does that need to come here? Because they're all different
divisions.
Business units. Okay. Then second.
Okay. Motion is made and seconded. Any more questions? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. New business. Approve a limited waiver of sovereign immunity for Microsoft Master Services Agreement number U6642559, file number 2018-1502. All right.
Move to approve.
Second.
All right. Motion by Jenny, seconded by Lisa. Discussion? So I'm used to asking, was the sovereign immunity trying to, but it's in the document now. I'm getting used to that. Okay. All right. Any more discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. New business B, approve the capital improvement process concept paper, the United Community Wellness Initiative, CIP number 18-011. Morning.
One thing I'll start out, there is an error on that project number. That should be 16-011, not 18-011. So that project is basically the recreation complex, and planning has been working on that. Kind of retitled it that Community Wellness Initiative overall. So what you have before you is the CIP process concept paper. So the purpose of the project is really to try to provide a centrally located recreation, a community recreation complex that supports the social, cultural, physical, recreational, spiritual needs of the community. The project itself at this point is planned to consist of an aquatics component, flexible gymnasium space, fitness areas, activity components of various entities and age groups, flexible meeting space and events area, an indoor field house to accommodate some of the track, box across, and some of the other field sports training. And then the site would have outdoor sports fields of various types as noted in there. As noted, the community has provided support for the development of the facility through some of the surveys that planning has done over the years. We did, as a little bit of a side note, at the community budget meeting, I had that request of which projects they would prioritize. This one did rank the highest, the caveat on that, by like 1%. There was a grouping of them that were all very close, so there was only a slight difference in what was really supported there. Operational impact is kind of the big thing. Obviously, a project of this scale as a new facility will have a huge impact on the operational budget of the various support entities of DPW, custodial, MIS, and the other support entities, as well as the ultimate, I'll say, client of the project that will be operating it and their support staff to accommodate it. So we certainly need to be aware of that as we move that forward. The organizational goals that the project will support are noted in there from the comprehensive plan and its updates, the various plan elements and the goals and objectives that are supported. The other thing I just wanted to note again, as the if the project's allowed to move into the next phase, we'll look at certainly other grant opportunities to fund not only the development but also the operational expenses of it. We would request or we'll need to develop some estimated cost for the development of the CIP package. We'd like to get into a little bit of a feasibility slash business plan to do that, so we'll need some funding to accommodate that. We don't have that specifically determined yet. We would bring that forward as a separate request to do that type of work and get that funding allocated. The cost range for the construction are noted in there as a target at this point. Again, it's only a concept, so we only do the square foot cost for the construction itself, not the various other support and FF&E items. And timelines are obviously somewhat contingent upon the allocation of that funding, but the durations of the various components are noted there. So the team is really comfortable moving forward with the recommendation to support it moving into the next phase. At this point, the client is still basically the CDPC, so you'll note that the form was signed off by Ernie as the chair of that committee. As we develop the CIP package, we'll get that more refined and defined as to who the operational entity and the management of the facility will be. But at this point, we wanted to just kind of stick with that overall brush because, again, it will have an impact on a broad spectrum of areas within the organization that will need want to support it and also be involved in the programming and so forth. So so this, as you should be familiar, the concept paper is just kind of that initial phase. If you support this today moving forward, we'll then go into the development of the CIP package, which is the more detailed information of those operational business plan, the more detailed cost estimates, more detailed timelines, and move forward with it. So,
So I guess the parallel conversation to as this CIP project is developing is would be integral is the programming, which is in here. And so you look at other models in other communities that are very strong in recreational programming. So you got like Seminole Rec, you got Eastern Cherokee Band. There's some very strong tribes out there with very strong recreational areas, and ours isn't really strong. We have very strong youth programming, but not really around sports. Nobody really loves sports in our organization. And so there's not like baseball, soccer, football. Those are all grassroots led. And so it's a good thing and a bad thing because access of our facilities become an issue then. And so sharing time, those things become a real issue. And so with those communities, that's driven by the program. They just provide the atmosphere, the program, waivers to allow the coaches to do this. And when the tribe gets involved, we have background checks, we have risk management, and they all come on the bureaucracy, which makes it difficult. And so I think that's where the CDPC really needs to ask the business committee on what do we want the programs to look like. We have a few people that are keeping the baseball program alive, and that's community-driven, Wayne and a couple of those guys down there, and it's really difficult to get volunteers because some of those guys can't coach. And so what do we provide as a program? And I think those are some of the things that the business committee need to start getting into the mode of talking about is what is our recreational future going to look like? And so CDPC can definitely help with that conversation about what our resources are, where our existing resources are, as I think we have everything. We have the people. We just need to get the initiative, the direction, and the drive to do those particular type of things where, like, we had the Sonny Kings, the Rick Hills, the Ronnie Johns, all those people that they put in their life into recreation, and they just had access to the community buildings. Now it's very difficult. And so I think that's something we need to help provide a little more. And so I think that direction from the business community would be beneficial for those for that project. Okay. Lisa?
I support everything that Brandon just said. I'm not going to reiterate anything, but there was one additional thing that I would like to be considered. And it's something I think that I haven't had a really good opportunity to talk to CDPC about it generally, or the planning department, for the process itself. But when we have a new initiative like this, and now we don't know if it's going to go forward or not, but we, at some point in the process of the phases, if we get to a situation where we're going to know we're going to move forward, I think if there's there needs to be an assessment of existing facilities or existing spaces so that we understand what the backfill process looks like, because we don't address that in this packaging. So, you know, in this situation, we know we're going to have the site one. We know we're going to have site two. We know, you know, how does County H roll into this? You know, there's things that are going to need to be done operationally to assess all of the current existing facilities in order to figure out what to do from a backfill perspective, or is it taking some of these old ones down that we're putting money into? Is it repurposing them? Mm-hmm. Those are the kinds of things that I want to make sure that get included in the assessment as they roll forward for this particular one, because there's a lot more going on from a segmentation perspective, how we map out the reservation.
Absolutely. I think that's one where I think while some of the concept kind of drives to a central facility, I think there's definitely opportunity and probably need for satellite, which could reduce the size of the centralized facilities and maintaining the satellite. But, yeah, we will definitely make sure that's addressed in the CIP package of what happens, you know, to those existing facilities, whether they're satellite facilities or repurposed. So.
Ernie and then David.
That kind of seemed to add to it, and I appreciate Lisa's comments because, you know, those of us who were at the meeting when we first looked at this in CDPC, that's exactly what I brought forth was, you know, that assessment and that data hasn't been done. And even to what Vice Chairman's talking about is the, you know, looking at the program and the philosophies, the efficiencies, and everything else. And I keep bringing it up. And so I think we're all on the same page there. You know, and this concept paper just basically allows us as an organization to mobilize do some of those things, to open up funding to do the studies and things like that. So I think we'll get there very soon and have a better idea, because that was my main concern is, even if we built this tomorrow, we're not prepared from the programming side to both an efficiency, space, mobilization to do what we have to with the other facilities. So that plan isn't in place, and so that's a next priority for us to determine and figure out with those areas. And so it's important, but at the end of the day, all this does, this particular concept paper, the word facility keeps being mentioned, and I want to reiterate that in our discussions, it's never been just about a facility. It's been about all those components that we have to remind ourselves. That includes ourselves at CDPC, you know, planning, everybody else, that we have that conversation. That's the most important piece of it, is as a wellness initiative, and what are we doing about that from a community and organization standpoint, and to get that information pulled together. So those discussions have been had over and over again, so I just want to reiterate that and appreciate Brandon and Lisa's comments, because we'll hopefully have that information as a result of approving this paper. So appreciate that.
David?
Yeah, I just got a question. I know this was carried over from last term. Melinda was kind of behind it last term, and I know I was on the team, and there was discussion about making the facility large enough to be able to hold a GTC meeting there too. Is that still being considered? Just because we're having issues with the Radisson, having two separate rooms, possibly three in the future. If the facility could be arranged that way as well on downtime, that we could be planned for a GTC meeting all in one room. But I don't know if this is still in the worksheet or not. It was discussed at the first stages, but I don't know if it got taken off the chart or not.
Yeah, that's still a discussion. even things, you know, going to some of Paul's comments that, you know, obviously this may not happen from an operational funding perspective. That's still obviously up in the air, but we're looking at other ways to fund it as well. It's not just, this isn't just we're going to pay for it ourselves. We're just trying to find ways to, you know, through investments, through you know, selling ad space and things like that. I mean, a lot of different ways we can do that. But that's one thing, too, is this could be a sports complex. It could be an event entertainment center. There's a lot of different concepts that have been around for decades that really hasn't changed conceptually. But that's still something we want to look at and something that we're able to, you know, carve out X amount of days per year. And in overflow, it becomes Radisson kind of thing. So those discussions have been had. It's just, again, the concept paper will open us up to be able to, you know, start doing more studies into that. But that's definitely in the discussions is how can we include that. And I think the number we use right now at this point is carving out 8 days a year, you know, no more, no less. And that's based on the resolution discussions that we've had as a committee as far as, you know, how many meetings do we want to plan for every year budget-wise. So that's one thing we've incorporated into that discussion.
Okay. I would certainly say that's something that can be integrated fairly straightforward with some of the indoor facility type areas. Other entities certainly use those for multi-purpose. You know, I've been to college graduations that are in their large gymnasium, flat floor, folding chairs. So the impact is probably just like that. The storage facility then to hold all those chairs when it's being used for sporting events, but it's not a huge impact. So I think it can be accommodated fairly straightforward, but it potentially has some code implications as the capacity of the space, but again, that can be addressed during design. So we will certainly look at that opportunity as we develop that project. So.
Okay, thank you.
Lisa?
Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion to approve the capital improvement concept paper entitled Oneida Community Wellness Initiative, CIP number 16-011.
Second.
All right. Motion by Lisa, second by David. Any more discussion? Daniel?
One of the concerns that I had brought up previously when this concept paper was brought forward was the term spiritual needs. And so I support everything in the concept paper, but which I had said previously in a CDPC meeting was when you say spiritual needs, that's a whole other gamut of things that need or could or should be addressed. I believe everything does that you have in the concept paper. It supports, you know, an individual spirit and it benefits the individual as, you know, it's whole, you know, the entire person. But I guess when you have that statement in there, it opens up the door for a whole nother ball of wax, I guess. So I don't know if the committee wants to leave that in there or take it out, because if you want to address it or not, it's spelt incorrectly also.
That's right.
Is it? At the top, it says supports the social, cultural, physical, recreational, and spiritual needs.
Okay. I think that's something we can consider is that, because it does kind of, well, what's spiritual, you know, about it, you know. We're going to have cultural healers. I think that's be a question. But I have one consideration, too. I don't know how to gauge it. There's still a boxing community out there. Soaring Eagles has been there long-term since 1970s, and they need a gym to be associated and hold events. And so that's something they'd always struggle with, especially when the old government building, Chicago Corners, went down. They lost their gym, and so there's still a strong presence there, and I think Billy Pocan is one of the strong ones that's really coaching young kids, and it meets the needs for some of a segment of our kids who are kind of, you know, have that extra energy and maybe a little bit extracurricular, you know, activities that aren't so healthy, but driving those kids, they're easier. They go to boxing, which is it's different from lacrosse. It's a different focus. It's more centrally driven and discipline-oriented. So I think that to get numbers around that, I'm saying do it. I'm saying how do you reach out to Billy and, you know, those guys who are promoting boxing as a leadership development model. So if anything else, we have a motion and a second. Jenny?
I do have a question.
I recall, and it's probably about a year ago, at one of the GTC meetings about the CIP process, and I thought it was a motion by Dan Hawk that somewhere in that process those CIPs go to GTC for approval, and I don't know if it's where in the process it goes. I vaguely recall.
They wanted us to bring forward the process, and Trish did that.
Okay. Not that it needs to come back for approval, back to GTC?
It goes to them for approval through the budget process, like, every year.
Okay. Okay. All right. That's all.
Okay. All right. Motion is made and seconded. Any more discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. All right. Thanks, Paul. All right, new business C, update regarding the 120-day bridge loan to the United Airport Hotel Corporation as information. Let's see.
Move to approve.
Motion by Jenny.
Second.
To accept as FYI, seconded by David. Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. New business D, exception to the resolution BC 09-27-17D, and start executive session discussion on January 22nd at 10 a.m.
Move to approve.
All right, motion by Jenny to approve an exception to the resolution BC 09-27-17D and start executive session discussion on January 22nd at 10 a.m. Looking for a second. Seconded by Kirby. Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. All right, reports. Elected boards, committees, and commissions. Looking for a motion to accept the Oneida Land Commission fourth quarter report.
So moved.
Second.
All right, motion by David, seconded by Jenny. Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. All right. General Tribal Council, petitioner Scott Cosbab, creating a term limits law. And so we are here to accept the statement of effect.
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made to accept the statement of effect by David, seconded by Jenny. Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. All right. B, petitioner Gina D. Paulus, rescinding the removal law. Looking to accept the statement of effect.
So moved.
All right, motion by David to accept the statement of effect for rescinding the removal law.
Second.
Seconded by Jenny. Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. All right. We are now in the... You guys need to take like a 5-minute break or anything before we go to executive session? Motions?
Yeah.
Okay. You guys want to take like a 5-minute break?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Go grab a donut.
Yeah, it's just demotions, yeah. Okay, so we'll recess until, yeah, 1:45? All right. So come back in the session. We have Councilman David Jordan, Councilman Kirby Metoxin, Secretary Lisa Summers, myself, Councilman Daniel Guzman King, Councilman Ernie Stevens III, and Councilwoman Jenny Webster. Let's see, and DeHasse, Chairman DeHasse Hill is on vacation, as well as Treasurer Trish King. Is that it? Yeah, okay. Okay.
You can use your toes if you have to.
Great. Okay, now it is the executive session section of the agenda. No discussion. All right, so let me find my spot here, sorry. Reports, elected, annual target number 4 update. Looking for motion to accept the annual target number 4 update.
So move.
Motion by Jenny.
Second.
Second by Ernie to accept the annual target number 4 update. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Chief Counsel Report. Motion to accept the Chief Counsel Report dated January 3rd and January 4th, 2019.
So moved.
Motion by David.
Second.
Seconded by Jenny. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. All right. Intergovernmental Affairs, Communications, and Self-Governance Report. Looking for a motion to accept that. Motion by Ernie to accept the Intergovernmental Affairs, Communications, and Self-Governance December 2018 report.
Second.
Seconded by Kirby. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. New business file ED180001, request to share document.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jenny, second by Kirby to approve sharing the requested document regarding file number ED18-001. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Right.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. New business 2, looking for a motion to approve the Fletcher Law PLLC Legal Services Agreement Amendment, file number 2018-0997. 0697. Sorry.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jenny, seconded by Kirby. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions?
Same.
One abstention, Lisa. Motion carries. All right. Discuss amendments to resolution BC-061318A. Let's see. First, we get accepted discussion as information.
So moved.
Motion by David.
Second.
Seconded by Ernie. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Next motion would be to adopt the resolution entitled Amending Resolution Number BC-061318A, Appointment of Liaison Responsibilities for Organization Entities, and to move the resolution to open session.
So moved.
Second.
Right, motion by Kirby, seconded by Lisa. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. And lastly, to approve the correspondence and authorize the vice chairman to sign.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Kirby, seconded by Lisa. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Number 4, determine next steps regarding transition / communication plan for DR-19. Suggested motion to accept the request as information.
So moved.
Motion by Lisa.
Second.
Seconded by Jenny. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Number 5, looking for a motion to adopt the resolution entitled regarding pardon of Sanaya Luna and move the resolution to open session.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by David, seconded by Lisa. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. And like just a note that's a motion to grant the pardon for Sanaya Luna. Number 6, adopt the resolution entitled regarding pardon of Lee Skinnador.
And move the resolution to open session.
Oh, and remove.
So move.
Motion by Jenny, seconded by David, to adopt the resolution entitled regarding pardon of Lee Skinnador and move the resolution to open session. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Also to note that is a pardon to grant the pardon for Lee Skinnador. If there's no other business in order, looking for a motion to adjourn at 9:55. You guys want to hang out? All right. Motion by Daniel to adjourn at 9:55, seconded by Ernie. Seconded by Ernie. Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries.